This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling, and Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, so let's light it up. What, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show, so let's jump right into it. Janelle Iacino.
Hi.
What's going on?
It's bug season, y'all.
It's crazy. I saw the pictures that you showed us, Jeremy and I, because the other people. Lewis off for
Thank
breakfast.
You. That's okay. Yeah. We're not going to name names like Rob Lindemann and Mike Epping. Yeah. We're not going to name those ones.
You got a table for like seven.
We did. And they said we'll be there, but then they weren't there.
Plenty of room.
Weird.
Rude.
Weird.
Yeah. It's nice to stretch out.
So during breakfast.
Yeah, so during breakfast. Rude. We haven't mentioned it.
Sure. Very clearly.
Unhospitable.
Yep. I showed off some pictures of cicada emergence holes.
And we're saying that's a good thing. It's like natural aeration.
Yeah, nature's aeration.
Nature's aeration.
A lot of people are freaking out about the cicadas that are supposed to be coming, but really there's no need to worry about it. We might have some crunchy things to walk on. We might have some sappy goo on our cars because, and I'll get into this later, but this insect, the cicada, has projectile urination.
Hmm.
Talent. Wow. So
you know, it's before 11. I feel like there should have been a PSA before you talked about projectile urination.
Ironically, that was my lacrosse team.
I bet it was. You were the captain, right?
Really, I'm telling folks, like, you might have clogged gutters because of all these exoskeletons.
That's a good point.
So that's really the key, is making sure your gutters are running clear, because any kind of water backflow will be a magnet for other pest issues, wasps or ants or, you know, who knows.
Permaseal.
Yeah. Yeah. Termites.
I mean, think about it.
You're clogging.
Right.
If you're clogging your gutters, it's going to spill over the gutters.
Right.
And all the water is going to get close to your house.
Exactly. Sure. Yep. So
look at me.
Keep the gutters clean. And, you know, if you have a dog that happens to eat one, it's not going to hurt the dog.
They're not bad?
No. It's
like it's good protein?
I mean, if you have a dog that's like eating a lot of them, then that might be a problem.
You're saving on dog food.
They can't really digest the wings either.
Okay.
But, right. So they might barf. But
so don't do that.
Yeah. So projectile urination. They literally urinate in streams. Cicadas will eat tree roots as they're underground. Mm. And as they emerge, they'll eat bark and tree things and whatnot.
If you're into getting urinated on by cicadas.
Just hang out under trees this summer.
Well, how powerful is their stream?
You know, it's noticeable. So it's
noticeable.
So that's one thing people are freaking out about. But it's going to be sticky because they eat tree sap.
Hmm.
So that's one
Leave
thing
it alone,
you might have
Jeremy.
To. Might,
yeah,
keep
you
it
might
moving.
Have to get car washes more frequently. But other than that, they're not really a structural pest whatsoever. Okay. Just clean your gutters.
No harm on your house.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Phone number, and we'll dive deeper into it.
Yeah, for actual pest problems like carpenter ants or termites or anything like that, you can give us a call at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or get a free quote at rosepestcontrol.com.
All right. Try to follow that up, Rob Lindemann. Anything?
Yeah.
Do any of your technicians do
projectile
peeing?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of them.
Is there an extra fee for that?
No. Okay. We'll do no extra fee for that. Yeah.
Come out, do a check and clean, change a furnace filter. And
a little projectile urine.
Yeah.
Wow.
You do it all, you know.
All right. Off the rails before 10:15.
You're welcome.
Got it. Yeah.
Cash your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you had projectile peeing before 10:15, you win.
Yeah, I almost did on 294 on the way here after my second cup of coffee.
Sure.
pretty good chance of that. So, yeah.
So, everybody, red car with Lindemann on the back. So,
sure.
Know that Rob's got to go. What are we? It was really warm a couple of weeks ago. Then we almost got down to frost this past week. I think we're past the snow, but I mean, You don't think
Are
so?
We?
Yeah, we're pissed.
It's not until Mother's Day that I safely will stop proclaim it, that.
I feel the same way, right? Yeah. I'll bet you on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Like last year, spring landed on a Tuesday. It seems like it goes from just miserably cold to hot and humid and nasty like overnight.
So you're switching from heating and air conditioning.
Like same day. I mean,
from heating to air conditioning. Same day, like morning and night. Yeah. How difficult or challenging is that on a system?
On a system? Oh, when it's hot and humid? It's very challenging.
Okay.
You know, that's why you got to get us out there, have us check it out, because when you fire it up, you want it to work.
Especially because it's been dormant for like 4 or 5 months.
What do you think people freak out about more, losing their heat or losing the air?
Air.
The air.
Really? Absolutely the air. Air. For sure. People can put sweatshirts on in the heat, but they start coming unglued really fast when there's a hot, humid Chicago day and it's 95 degrees. So we want to make sure that thing's running.
Do you remember 90s or 80s? We had the heat wave and they were putting freezer trucks in Diversity Harbor parking lot to house all the elderly people that were dying because of the heat wave that was going on.
Wow.
And the elderly... nobody remembers it?
As I mean, I was going to say, Dave, the 80s, I was Benny. In womb.
I remember.
You remember that.
Absolutely.
I had my own heat wave happening.
I lived at Diversey in the Drive, 2800 North Lakeshore Drive, okay, and they had freezer trucks in Diversey Harbor parking lot where the boats were, to put and at Belmont Harbor to house the deceased people that passed away because the elderly on fixed incomes didn't want to turn the air conditioning on because they didn't have the money to turn the air conditioning on, or their air conditioning didn't work and they were doing health and wellness check. We had like a 1 or 2 week stretch of 90 plus degree and 150% humidity. Wow. It was crazy. You guys don't remember that?
I wasn't born yet.
I was
sorry, Dave.
I was worrying about other things.
Yeah, your boyfriend, your date, and the 28-year-old wasn't around yet. Wow. So that's a whole nother story.
Before 10:20.
Yeah.
Got that one.
If our listeners want to get out and give you a call to get their air conditioning checked, what's the best number?
Lindemann.com or 847-918-7994.
All right, Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. I recorded a promo for you, how you fixed everything that my builder's plumber screwed up or didn't install properly, and that's probably top 10 promo. I would probably say top 5 promo here at WGN of all time.
Wow.
It was great. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And your builder, incredible, the things we had to fix in a house that was brand new.
Good builder, bad plumber.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Yeah, no, the builder's great.
Builder's great.
Plumber, not so great. Much. And then I had the plumber out. I talked about this on the show.
I remember.
I had the plumber out, and he's like, oh, it's fine.
It's missing, like, what? How many parts was it missing? Like,
depends which fixture you want to talk about. It was multiple.
Yeah. The tankless water thing that I got. Tankless water.
Oh, please don't talk about your fixtures.
No, it wasn't tankless water. It was a tankless toilet.
Flushing mechanism.
Right, it kept running after you flushed it. So I had the guy come out. I'm like, this isn't normal, right? I do mortgages for a living. Okay, principal, interest, taxes, insurance.
How about you getting the cap off your toilet seat so you could tighten it? Do you remember that little event that I discovered on your house? And I'm like, hey, there's hinges on this side. David, open it from the other way.
I didn't know.
I got a video on that. Yeah. How do I fix this?
Yeah.
You ended up fixing it, right?
I mean, I literally opened it.
Money.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My toilet seat was loose.
Uh-huh.
These guys are like, just pop the tab. You'll have a big, like, plastic screw. You tighten. I'm like, oh, this is.
No, but I could easily do
this. Idiot proof. So I'm there trying to pop the hinge.
Yeah, literally just the cap.
And I got both of these guys on video calls. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? I don't understand. I'm like, I'm about ready to slide off the toilet through the window here. I don't know. And Jeremy's like, let me look at it.
I showed up. There was like chew marks on it, you know. So I was wondering, like, Dave was trying to physically chew the top of it off.
It was a screwdriver. I was trying to pry the side that shouldn't open.
I'm looking at it. And I'm like, hey, Dave, like, what side were you trying to open this on? He's like, no, I was just trying to just do this.
It's
broken, right? It's not broken. You just got to open it from the other side.
The video I got, he actually had a crowbar. So
I believe it.
I'm impressed. Yeah.
So do us a favor, Dave. Don't touch anything on your house, right? Like, just call the experts. You got a bunch of experts here right now. Just don't do it.
Right. We got a running list for Mike and his team.
Fair enough.
What are we talking about today, Michael?
I've got a lot of plumbing tips that I want to give people, and then we've got a warehouse full of water heaters that I want to move quickly, so we're going to get really aggressive with some water heater and pricing on the tanks and installs.
Okay. There you go. Phone number. Well, I'm sorry. Go.
No, go. Yeah, phone number.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Okay.
So last time we were on here, we kind of talked about how water heater prices and how, like, we'll say your competition. I'm air quoting on the radio, which is the best, right? Their prices are crazy.
Ridiculous.
Like, you're already beating them. So now you're saying, hey, affordable hot water heater prices even going to be less?
Yeah, wow. I've got too many in the warehouse. Kevin can tell you that.
Okay.
We're running out of space, so I keep
ordering. So now's
the
time to buy hot water
heaters. If you want a hot water heater, a standard 40 or 50 gallon gas water heater, May is your month.
And how long do hot water heaters last?
Usually 8 to 12 years. Okay. Depends on water condition and how many people live in the house usage.
Okay. Got it.
Phone number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Texter came through. Summer of 1995.
I see that.
Summer of 1995. So it was over 20 years ago. Almost 18.
I was alive.
Yeah.
So were you.
What am I talking about? 20?
I was looking at cartoons at that age. I'm sorry.
Dexter's Lab?
That, nice. That might have been the year we actually installed AC in our house.
Whoa.
Because I don't think we had AC, and it was like, this is brutal. We got to install
air. Yeah, it was almost 30 years ago. Yeah, your boyfriend definitely wasn't born yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember about half of the 90s.
Well, you don't remember the ride down, except you had to go to the bathroom. If it wasn't for the bathroom, you wouldn't know where you were. MegaPros, Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
I mean, I said...
Hold on.
MegaPros.com.
What are we talking about?
I said I was going to keep you in line, but literally 15 minutes in, we're talking about projectile urination. We're talking about Janelle's 28-year-old boyfriend. I mean, it's already... Yeah. I have no shot. Literally no shot. I'm just here for you.
We got 2 hours and 38 minutes left.
I'm sure. This will be fine.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, it'll be okay. Yeah,
we're sending a car for Dean Richards right now.
No, just here to help. If you have any questions, repairs, remodels, renovations, anything with your house, you could call or text us. We're here to help.
I didn't get a call from Dean Richards because we cleaned up last weekend, so my data plan wasn't chewed up.
Good.
He called me 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I was getting text messages from China. You're a slob! Dean's mad. I'm like,
they don't know. Well, they don't know about this.
No.
About the what did we have?
We brought in a huge pan of paella.
Paella. Oh, it was phenomenal.
From Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
How come you always do this stuff when I'm not here?
Because you usually don't show up to breakfast.
Yeah.
But you did today.
I was never invited before today.
So I told him to bring in for 15. He brings in for 25. He brought in like a 4-foot in diameter pan.
Awesome.
So I left it. I'm like, hey, and I put a note. Please clean up when you're done and put it in my office. Well, these slobs. Right? That's why we can't have anything nice here. I left it out. Dean comes in. It looks like a biohazard site, right? He starts ripping me on the radio.
What was it?
It was paella.
I know, but what was the meat?
Oh, it was rabbit.
Rabbit. Yum. So it was rabbit meat and then these like smoked, thick mushrooms.
Smoked mushrooms.
So you can imagine at 88 degrees for 24 hours sitting there festering.
So what did these scavengers do? They picked the rabbit and they picked the mushrooms and left this gigantic pan of rice, right? Which was delicious. So then he starts firing on me. You know, Dean's like the godfather here, right? Yeah. So it's getting yelled at by Dean Richards. Forget
over the airwaves.
Right. Yeah. Mary didn't call me because she knew that Dean already laid me out. Yeah. So that was a whole other story. All right, we got a packed show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kevin in Chicago, how are you?
If you're the queen of rats, I'm the king of rats. So I was thinking a great date would be natural ice, a Crave case from White Castle, and then me and her can sit on the back deck and shoot rats with a pellet gun.
I mean, I don't know. Janelle might take you up on that offer. She's loving it, to be honest, Kev. I think you've got a date.
That's the natty ice. Like, I am all about that.
All right, Kevin, hang on. I want to be in the bridal party.
I think we found him.
I felt the spark.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I've never seen you blush this much. I like it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yep. It didn't work out.
That's
and then she found some guy who wasn't born when she graduated high school. So that's
whatever works for Janelle.
Each their own. Mommy figure issues. It's fine. Okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Into cartoons. 312-981-7200.
It's hard being the bug girl, David. Don't you know this?
Listen. I tried being the mortgage guy. It hasn't been it's been pretty rough the past 3 years. I make it look easy, but it's tough to maintain this level of excellence. I'm just telling you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got a short distance here, and I always like to answer emails. It's a new segment, right? Mailbox. So I was at the ILACP spring convention out in Lyle, the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police. I have a podcast with them called Behind the Badge, Illinois. You could go to WGNradio.com to download podcasts of the show. I'm sitting there, and all these chiefs are coming up to me. Hey, I listen to you. I listen to the podcast. You know, show's great. And just wanted to cover a couple of things while I'm sitting there talking to these police chiefs all over Illinois, right? I mean, there were like 200 police chiefs there. So I was answering questions. One guy came up to me. I was at the deputy chief of, I believe, Downers Grove. He was at a talk I was at in the College of DuPage. He's got a police training facility, phenomenal. And I was talking about credit. He came up to me. He's like, hey, I used your tips to help my daughters improve their credit. He was, he went a little deeper and we talked more. And I'm talking with him this week about coming out and doing a training, credit home buying with first responders in Downers Grove. So thank you, Deputy Chief, for that. Talked to another chief about taking out a HELOC. Lives in a $500,000 home. That was $350,000 5 years ago. That's now $500,000 today. He owes about $150,000 on the home. And he was thinking about possibly retiring in 5 years and moving out of state. So I'm like, you've got all this equity in your home. So I walked him through the HELOC process, like we talk about on the show. I'm like, okay, I do mortgages, right? My chance of getting shot is a lot less than...
I mean, you do host a radio show, so maybe they go up a little bit.
I am pretty popular. Okay. But I go, you work in a field.
Yeah.
That is not the safest, right? Sure. I'm plugging numbers into a computer and talking to people on the phone. I might get a paper cut.
Yep.
Okay? So you're in a very high-stress job, very demanding job. You should have a backup plan for your wife and your three kids to have as a backup. Three police chiefs came up to me, had the same conversation. Not at the same time, but at different times. So I'm going to introduce them.
So you're saying use your home equity line as a safety net in the event that, like, almost like an insurance policy?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Is there a fear or a reason why no one would have a home equity line of credit?
The unknown.
Just the unknown.
They don't understand.
Like, okay, they don't understand. There's no problem getting one.
There's no problem. Sure. I had another guy. I did his loan, right? He's a police chief in the northern suburbs. Comes up to me, hey, man, loan's great. I'm like, okay, how's it going? Well, I might be taking another job out of state. I might be doing this, might be doing that. I'm like, great. It's like, but I've got my lease coming off. Who do you got for a car loan? So I'm like, oh, well, you go to Kane County Teachers Credit Union. I did the same thing. I got a car loan because I bought my lease out. Because if I bought a new car, my payment was going up 50%. I bought my lease out. My payment went down 50%. I'm like, Kane County Teachers Credit Union. He's like, I didn't know they did that. I'm like, yeah. I go, you never got the HELOC I told you to get when we refinanced it 4 years ago. He's like, no. I'm like, okay, so we're going to do a 2-for-1. We're going to do a home equity line of credit while you're applying for your car loan. He's like, how long does it take to get approved for a car loan? I got to buy my car next week. I'm like, about 7 minutes.
Wow. Okay. 7 whole minutes.
Yeah, 7 whole minutes. Okay. Right?
They you pull can your get credit. Abs in 7 minutes.
At least one ab. Right.
I've abs got, of steel.
Yeah, I work all different
7 minute abs.
Yeah, you call them up, they plug you in, you got great credit. He had 780 credit scores. You know, he's got good. A W-2 job as a police chief. No debt. The guy's ready to go. I'm like, what are you doing? So he's gonna take out a KCTCU auto loan, which they refinance auto loans, by the way. A lot of our listeners don't know this as well. So that was my...
So if you have a high auto loan and...
You should call them.
Okay, that's cool.
If you had a bankruptcy and you went into a road loans auto loan and it starts with a 2 or maybe a 3 because that's the only loan you could get, and you reestablished your credit over the past year, you could call up KCTCU now that your credit scores are not 505 and are like 675 and most likely get out of that 20 and 30% car loan into something maybe in the 8s or 9s.
Nice.
Last time I looked, 8s and 9s is less than 20s and 30s.
That's some good math.
And save yourself some money.
I'm going to agree with that.
So that was my experience at the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police. Thank you for allowing me to set up a booth there and just talk with all the chiefs.
Did you give them all your license plates on all your cars when you were there? Like, hey, just as a by-the-by, guys.
No, but I do have a gold card.
Like, oh, do you?
preferred vendor.
Special preferred vendor. Yeah,
host
I bet you do.
Behind the badge, Illinois.
That's cool.
So just putting it out
you
there.
You just get to throw that on your window every now and
car,
then. By the way.
License plate, HOCKS, Illinois. Just saying, if you see me, it'd be nice to just wave and let me go by. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. That was the mailbag section. We've got Janelle Iacino coming up next from Rose Pest Solutions. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Throw it over the newsroom. We'll be back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Couple of texts from the MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
Yep.
847, starting day off on a right mood. Stop the giggling. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to my haters.
Mm-hmm. 630, how do cicadas survive underground? Doesn't the frost line go 48 inches? Don't they freeze? Do they go 4 feet underground? That's like a four-part question. One, two, three, four
I
questions in one, in one text.
You could answer them with one answer.
Yes.
Let's go. See. Come on.
No.
How far do they, how, they, where do they live?
Cicadas go as deep as 8 to 10 feet. No. It was more than that, wasn't it?
It was at least 10 feet.
It was at least 10 feet. And the larva, over all those years that they're underground, feed on tree roots. And so we were talking about whether cicadas are tasty snacks or not, you know, one of the breaks. And I don't know that I would eat them. They eat tree sap, so, you know, it'd be kind of piney.
Well, it was.
Well, would they be sweet?
I don't think they would actually eat them.
They would not be sweet.
I've eaten one.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is way back.
You think I'm weird. Ask the chimney guy.
How many years? It was more than 17. 17 plus 13, maybe?
Oh, no. Double?
I don't know.
I
was in my teens.
Wow.
And I think it was Kevin Matthews, I remember, was on
the
radio talking about everyone eating cicada. So I had to eat a cicada.
Wow.
And...
Yeah. Well, Kevin Matthews,
it's not the taste, it's the texture.
It's got to be the texture.
You crunch down on it, and then you get like a cream cheese explosion.
That's the part I can't handle.
Solid.
Yeah. But
and it was a bet.
If you're a bird, that's an amazing snack.
I'm sure.
Ironically, Kevin Matthews is on the roof of this building asking people to jump off it to see if they'll survive. You want to take it?
But yeah, to answer that texter's question,
so frost line is 48
they
inches.
They are way beneath the frost line, and they are well insulated in the ground.
Yeah.
Question for Bug Lady, which you are so commonly known as. Cicadas in Door County, Wisconsin, question mark, too sandy soil area. Are they up there?
Of course they will be, probably not as abundant, I would guess, as like our Chicagoland area, but they'll be up there for sure, because there's plenty of predators for them to eat too, so for to eat the cicadas. But Door County's beautiful.
Right. Well, they're going to be, so when do they start populate?
End of May. So right now we're starting to see the emergence holes, and what they'll do is they'll kind of dig the tunnel to the surface and just so they can poke their little heads out and see if the weather conditions are perfect or enough for them to emerge. And but we won't see the like full emergence till end of May.
So they're bigger holes. So everybody who's had skunks in their yard that know that skunks dig perfectly circular holes to go get the grubs. Is that what they're going for? Is that like? So these are bigger. Is that? Did I get it right? Did I get it right?
I have no idea.
Yes,
I feel like, did you watch Pepe Le Pew?
No. Our neighborhood where I used to live in Charlemagne had them all over the places. And you would see these skunks just sitting on the front lawn.
Skunks are very tidy.
Yeah. And they were just, and they're burrowing down to get, I think we talked about on the show.
Grubs, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, grubs. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're bigger. So those are like a half an inch in diameter.
Right.
These are full inch in diameter.
Half to an inch, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you see that, and you didn't pay to get...
I'm just wondering if you have a tape measure, if you own a tape measure, if you know what an inch even looks like. So.
I know what an inch looks
all right,
like.
Got it.
Okay, trust me. 312-981-7200. I'm very, very well... I don't want to go there.
Thank you.
So let's talk about...
I want to talk about termites, because that's the real threat right now. And I think it's... I mean, it's a combination of our mild winters and, you know, moisture levels and things like that, but we are seeing more termites all over Chicago.
How do they travel?
Before.
I mean, how do they go?
They're underground too. So like, that's another insect that'll go deeper as it's colder. But if it's mild, then they're active closer to the surface all year round.
So you could be living in a home, not have any termite challenges ever.
And all of a sudden, you might be in the basement and see some weird thing on the wall, and it's a mud tube, you know. So I'm telling people, if you have not had a termite inspection in over 2 years, get on our schedule for peace of mind, because we're finding them everywhere. We even found them in Milwaukee. So
is there a cost for that?
Peace of mind inspection. We'll come and assess, take a look, make sure you're good to go. If you are on our regular ongoing healthy home maintenance plan, just ask your tech to do an extra check.
So where in the basement would be a prevalent area? A sump pump, by a window?
Any crack in the foundation is going to be a very easy highway for termites to get in. And because they're subterranean and because they need moisture to survive, they'll build these mud tubes surrounding themselves, so they're protected. So if you don't hang out in your basement, if you've got an unfinished basement and you're not down there all the time, it could be overlooked really easily.
And we've seen pictures of home inspections done for veterans, because you need
VA loans.
You need VA loans, need as a termite. Yep. And the pictures of the homes, just to give listeners an idea, it's like sawdust, right? I mean, because these little bastards are going through that
and
wood.
They can hang from the rafters. They can tunnel basically anywhere. But if you have a history of water leakage issues in your basement or around the foundation, that's a really good indication that you're drawing creatures like this to your property.
Isn't home ownership fun?
Oh, it's the black. But it's the best.
The good thing, though, with termites is whether you have them or not, we have a completely green system that we can put in that either it will cure an existing problem, but it will also prevent a problem if your neighborhood has issues and your neighbors have them.
It could be a safety issue, too. You might not even know you have them.
Right.
And you've got a porch.
Yeah, it could be structural.
Right.
Yeah, without a 100%.
I mean, all they eat is wood. And not just wood. I should clarify, they eat cellulose. So that could be newspapers. If you've got a hoarder that stacks newspapers in a room, that's a magnet for it. They'll eat drywall. They'll eat
insulation then.
Insulation. Yeah. Any kind of rotten wood in the yard, mulch. I mean, you know, we're going to start to do some landscaping outside as you're digging in the dirt. If you see something that looks like a maggot, maybe think twice, because termites are often confused with maggots. They're like a creamy white color. Another popular thing that happens this time of year is you'll see swarmers in the windows on the inside of homes if you have a colony on your property, and they are often confused with flying ants. So don't go to Google. Come to your local resource. Rose has been here since 1860. We're here for you. We'll come and do an assessment, give you peace of mind.
Nice.
And I always recommend to our realtor friends, too, because we're a huge resource for our realtor community. It's added peace of mind that you can sell your customers in a transaction. If you have, you got to know a guy. But call us in and we'll make sure, because home inspectors, they look at everything, but a pest inspector is going to look for very specific pest-related things, and it's an added layer of security.
224 texted in, fourth floor condo, one window, bug lady issue.
Ladybug-ish.
Ladybug.
They've got bug ladies?
All right, switch it around. Ladybug issues, one window, fourth floor condo.
I bet it's on the south or west side.
All right.
We can help with that. That's an overwintering pest situation. So
how do you get rid of that?
In the fall, we do an exterior treatment that puts a barrier on the exterior of the house or property so that they can't crawl up underneath the siding. That's how they're getting in and hiding out over winter.
So what do you do now?
So now we can just control them.
You vacuum them up.
Vacuum them if you got them on the inside, but we can do an exterior treatment now as well.
Fire?
No.
Blowtorch?
Fire inside your house?
Well, just like a controlled fire.
A controlled fire inside your house.
Yeah, just get like a blowtorch, just light them up.
Oh, that's terrible advice.
Not what I recommend. Probably the Illinois Association of Firefighters does not approve of that.
Yeah.
But so you just vacuum them up?
That's what we do.
Because they're going to start to emerge as the sun warms the house, especially on the south and west sides. That's where it hits the strongest. It'll wake up anything that's been in diapause, which is kind of like a bug hibernation. So your box elder bugs, stink bugs, Asian beetles, even clusterflies.
Got them all.
Yep. All those things get up underneath the siding before, as crops come down before winter. And then now you'll start to see them here and there, but we can help with that.
All right, let's take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 224 Janelle will call you during the next break. We're going to come back and talk about mice, because the last time you were on, we got mice calls.
Yep.
And we're going to dive a little deeper into that. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. More with Janelle Iacino, the bug lady, coming up next.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never go to McGregor, Minnesota.
It's you just, can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
It's there's a lot yum. Of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
Dave, I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found
it. You said yum.
I mean, it is a great food.
Recipes.
Yeah, it's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Your dad almost fell off that chair.
I believe it.
Yeah. He looked
yum.
It took him about 1/10 of 1 second to realize what she just said. He looked directly at me and said, "Dave, there's something. I don't feel safe to be in this in the studio."
We know.
Yep. Either do I.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's a texture thing, though.
Right.
And you like that?
No, I don't. I don't really like the the.
Well, here I'm gonna. You're gonna have the news stations going to the chefs, and the chefs are gonna make cicada pasta and chocolate dip cicadas. Mm. It's all the same crap every 17 years.
What they do it? No, people do this.
You watch. Yeah. Every seven to whenever there's a big swarm like we're gonna have, they go to some chef, and the chef's like, "Oh yeah, here's a cicada," and they bring out a container. Of cicadas.
It'll be a vegan plate. No, not, oh, I guess I couldn't because in. Insects are
alive.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So
I figure
maybe maybe a plant based chef.
They're going to go to a chef who wants to be on TV. Uh-huh. Okay, and they're going to go here's chocolate dip cicadas, here's sauteed cicadas. You know,
I don't care who asked me to eat it. I'm not going to eat it.
I guarantee you the one place they won't go to the Wiener Circle. Because those people behind the counter will beat them up if they bring in a cicada and ask them to put it on a hot dog.
Not a chance.
You should.
How much was your bet? I'm trying to figure out how much was it?
It must have been in the $5 range.
Five whole dollars.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But back then that was
$50.
A ton of money. Yeah.
A ton of money.
And it was second.
But speaking
most
of
gross thing I've
eating
ever
cicadas, you know, a lot of native wildlife will be taking advantage of the buffet this season. We're going to have a lot of fat birds, basically.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But a lot of mammals eat them, too. Praying mantises, spiders. There's a lot of predators out there.
I'm dying to know what the number one thing was.
Squeezed cheese in a minnow when we were fishing
okay.
in Canada.
Okay. Oh, like the can of cheese?
Yeah, squeeze like cheese in the minnow's mouth and then ate the minnow.
How much was that?
It was probably around $5.
Oh, my God. Hey,
this guy will do anything.
$10. Let's really see what we can do.
The best part was it was his dad that sold it to him. They were in a fishing boat.
He was in the boat.
And he's like, "Rob, $5, you're eating this." He's like, "Yes, Dad."
Yeah.
All right, or you're swimming back. 312-981-7200. We got Patty in Riverwoods.
Hi, Patty.
Can you imagine what's going to be happening?
How are you?
Patty?
Hi.
Do you live in the trees in Riverwoods there in the wooded area?
Kind of, yeah. Kind
oh,
of,
God. You poor girl.
Why?
You're not going to be able to leave your house for 60 days.
She's going to go deaf this year because of the chainsaws in the trees,
right.
The cicadas. We were talking about the cicadas, Patty.
Oh, I missed one. When are they supposed to emerge?
End of May, early June.
Oh, end of May.
So go on vacation from May to
July 4th,
Patty.
So how long have you lived in Riverwoods?
46 years.
Oh, 46.
46 years.
Wow.
All right, so you've been through a couple of...
I grew up in Northbrook.
All right, so then you
Patty's
moved
used to it.
She moved on up to Riverwoods. Yeah, look at that. She moved down the street, Sanders Avenue down there to Riverwoods. Okay. Well, so
actually, that's funny. That's where I live, my street. There you
go. How did you know? Dave's a stalker now. Sorry, Patty.
I live in Northbrook, and I know where Sanders Road is, and I know where Riverwoods is.
Got it.
So you take Sanders Road to Riverwoods.
Got it.
There you go.
Okay.
So
Sanders Road to Saunders Road.
To Saunders Road. Saunders. Turns into Saunders Road. So,
Mike Cook.
So you've...
I still own a house in Northbrook, so I'm there every day just about. Yep, Northbrook, Riverwoods.
Look at you, land baron. So you've been through these cycles 6-7 times?
Oh, yeah, probably. Wow. Yeah.
How long you been in your house in Riverwoods, Patty? How long you been living in Riverwoods?
46 years.
Okay, so you've been
experienced all of it. So Patty, how can Janelle help you?
Yeah.
Well, I got a weird question. I've never noticed this before. Under my bird feeders, at night, there's long. You're talking about fishermen. they would love this. Big, juicy, like worms. Ooh. And as soon as I get by them, they go into the hole.
Oh.
I've never noticed that before. Is that anything to do with them, the cicadas or anything?
No, there's a lot of bugs that live under the ground. And so if they're coming up like that and then kind of shying away, they're sensing your vibrations as you walk up to the area. And that's what's making them retreat back into the ground.
Mike's got a question.
I haven't noticed them ever.
Could the night crawlers be using the cicada holes
for easy access? That's possible.
They're lazy worms, is what you're saying. They're like, I don't want to dig my own hole.
Yeah, use this existing
hole. There's already a hole right here. Ready to go. But
you know, it's interesting.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I've never noticed it before.
Huh, yeah. I mean,
they go right back down in them in the hole once I get close.
Because they can sense those vibrations as you walk near them. That's interesting. But that's a good snack for all kinds of mammals and birds. Too. So, man, you got like a whole nature park going on there.
There you go,
but they're harmless. Oh. It sounds pretty harmless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't mind them.
Yeah.
Have the fishermen come over.
There you go.
So, do you live west of Saunders Road past 22? Or, what's that?
Deerfield Road.
Deerfield Road, yeah.
Yeah, I live north of that.
You live north of Deerfield Road. I know you're at.
Two golf courses.
Yeah.
I live north of
You live down the street there. Okay, I know exactly where you're at.
Right.
Nice. You guys could have lunch someday.
Yeah, we could have coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Wait, I missed where are you from?
I'm in Northbrook. I'm over by Techne, Walters, and Sanders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walters, okay.
Yeah, we'll get together.
I did some Walters yesterday.
Yeah, we'll go get a bagel at Once Upon a Grill, right? Oh. We'll have a little schmear.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
Talk about mortgage rates.
Yeah, we'll just talk about Patty's existence in Northbrook and why she moved up north to the booming town of Riverwood.
Okay.
Thanks for calling
all
in, Patty.
4 miles away. Hang on, Patty, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We'll get your contact information, and I'll get permission from my wife to have coffee with her. 312-981-7200. But before the break, mice. We got a minute before the break about mice.
Yes, I mean, and this is a great time of year. People are starting to spruce up their lawns and gardens and stuff, and as you're going around the foundation, you know, look for some telltale signs of mouse activity. Droppings, obviously, is one of them. But any openings the size of a dime is an invitation for mice to get in. So little simple fixes like replacing weather stripping on your doors and your garage, that can go a long way. But if you do have mice on your property or inside the house, you know, it is a nuisance, but it's also a health threat. So please reach out to us. We want to help.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
All right, go to wgndavid.com to download podcasts of all of our previous shows and to get the contact information of every expert on the show. We're going to take a quick break here, come back with Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney. Yes. Chimney.
Nailed I got it. Chimney.
Chimney.
Nailed it. Chimney Chiru.
And we're going to talk about different ways to digest cheese-filled minnows after these messages. 312-98, your father, that's child abuse.
Yeah, it probably has called DCFS on him.
I think there's a 50-year statute.
A lot went down in the 70s that they should have called DCFS.
Oh, probably. You're probably right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think we need to send an officer out to document this. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. The news is next with Kevin Wells from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's when I turn the microphone on. Yep. Well, some people would disagree with that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Download podcasts of the show and also download at WGNRadio.com. Behind the Badge, Illinois, which is a podcast that I do with police chiefs, the Illinois Association Chiefs of Police, about law enforcement topics through the eyes of police chiefs located throughout the state of Illinois. You wanted to mention mosquitoes before we get over.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking what time of year should we start thinking about mosquito control for the yard, and the answer is now. We've actually, our customers that get the program every year, they know to like get on our schedule this month. But this is when we're starting to schedule them out. It's a monthly service that we do. It's wonderful if you like spending time in your yard, entertaining, grilling. If you've got some graduation parties scheduled for this year, Memorial Day cookouts, 4th of July. we got you. And we have a free mosquito risk assessment that we can do for you, too. So get on our schedule, 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
Skinny dip parties, which are common in
at your house.
In my house.
At Northbrook?
In Northbrook.
In my house.
Okay.
Patty's going to join.
Which is in Northbrook. I was going to invite my neighbor, Patty, in Riverwoods now. If she could get out of her garage without killing 1,700 cicadas on the way down our driveway. Phone number one more time before we hit
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Rob, you're getting those calls, right? Now's the time to get the calls. Your air conditioning. I think a couple of days back, my wife's like, hey, I turned on the air conditioner because it was pretty warm out.
It was.
It was 75 degrees, 80 degrees, and then it dropped back down. But, you know, what the units have been sitting dormant since basically, let's just say, Halloween, right? Yeah, Thanksgiving, maybe.
Sure.
So 4 or 5 months. And just to flip the switch to start pumping cold air out of a machine that's been pumping hot air out, probably not wise.
Right, sure. It's like a car. You know, if you left the car sit for 6 months and tried to fire it up, it may or may not work. So that's what we don't want to leave up to chance. So that first hot, humid day where you're starting to get uncomfortable, you want the thing to work, and you want it to work for the season, too.
Right.
You know, it's not a guarantee that when we come out that it's going to, you know, last through the whole season, but we can usually see things that might go, you know, and fix them before it's a problem.
What are some of the things that our listeners should be aware of that they have no idea is happening in their machines? Filters, obviously, you should change the filters out, right? Every couple, three, 4 months?
Yeah, the filters should be changed regularly. And then on the exterior, it gets full of, you have cottonwoods in the springtime, you know, things start coming out and clogging up the outside, which causes it to overheat and issues there. So you just want to make sure it's cleaned out and ready for the season.
Can you just take a hose to that and just
spray? Yeah, you can take a hose. Okay. You can also take a blowtorch, you know?
Yeah,
blowtorch. Not you, David. You use it outside.
Outside.
Dave's just excited. I'm buying a blowtorch.
Oh, I've got one.
But you got to get it cleaned up and ready. And, you know, that's what we're, you know, when the seasons change, there's a handful of things that Lindeman Chimney does to get people ready to go with the fireplaces and the AC.
Freon still used or no?
Yeah. They've changed the type of it that's used. But yeah, it's still same coolant.
Do you do the inspections when you come out? We got a text message here. I think you would be interested. Can't thank Lindeman enough. This is from an 847 listener. They are definitely a class operation. They were at my home, townhome, for a chimney inspection and determined that I needed a new chase top.
Yes.
What is a chase top?
So a chase top is typically on a chimney that's built out of wood or siding as opposed to brick. The top of it has a metal pan that keeps the water out from coming into the chimney, and it has a hole in the middle where the flue comes out of. So those typically are made with galvanized metal or aluminum, and they rust out and they have problems. We have a beautiful custom metal shop. We got
some, yeah, it's unbelievable,
awesome guys that are building quality stuff that they step away from and they say they're proud of the work that they built, and we put those on people's homes and they last forever.
Texter continues, as soon as I had Lindeman start making the chase top, I saw the roofers, my homeowners association just had roofs replaced with new chase tops in my backyard. I contacted Lindeman right away and they refunded my entire deposit, even though I didn't expect that. Thanks again, Lindeman Chimney. So there you go. So
thank you for the message.
That's great.
So class operation. So nice job. How's that make you feel?
That makes me feel good.
It's a beautiful facility. We do a lot of work with Lindeman.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. But, that's a good thing. You can go outside. Now is the time where people start looking at the yard and the house, and it's easy to look up if you have a chase top. If it's rusted, it needs to be replaced because generally it rusts, and then water comes in, and it just...
It's going to rot everything.
It's going to, be more expensive nightmare. And costly and a headache.
But you said wood. How do you put a wood on a chimney?
Chase is the exterior part that you see. It's either brick or wood.
Okay.
If it's brick, it's
or a vinyl.
I mean, it could be vinyl. Could be vinyl.
Whatever your siding is.
Yeah. But anything but masonry, you would usually have a chase top. And then what you have running through the inside is a metal chimney versus clay line chimney. So you'd have this.
It's
metal
pretty common,
pipe
Dave.
That runs
okay.
Through.
Dave's like wood.
Yeah, wood.
It's pretty darn. Wood and fire don't work. I get it.
Right.
You could see the rust kind of dripping down the side of your chimney. If you see that, you definitely need to call us and you want to replace that because it's going to be a problem for you.
I want to talk about a chimney, the chimney inspections you do, because sure. You know I introduced you to Chief of Police Lou Jogman up in Highland Park.
Yes.
His daughter was buying a home on a weekend, right? Or it was late. It was like 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
So I'll save that after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. We got another texter here about a changing to a gas fireplace. We'll talk about that after the break, so hang on, 773. And we're giving away water heaters at the bottom of the hour.
Pretty close,
yeah. Basically...
Yeah. Pretty much.
We're pretty much just... For the cost that you're offering them to our listeners, you might as well just give them away.
I might get a backup.
It's yeah,
a,
I was just thinking, you know, my hot water heater is like 6 years old.
I've got a bunch in the warehouse I'd be willing to part with.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got a big warehouse, so you could... You
know, move in some water heaters?
Exactly.
Yeah. Cut a deal. Might be able to get like 15% finder's fee here. 312-981-7200. 312-981 mortgage business.
I get it. Yeah. I know it.
If I can make a buck selling water heaters, I'm in. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. Well, you should have started with that. Now we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. So a couple weeks back, a good friend of mine, Lou Jogman, police chief up in Highland Park, daughter Mackenzie is out looking for a home right now, found a home in in Niles. Okay, single family, split level home, been in and out of hundreds of those growing up, right? I grew up in Des Plaines, went to Maine East, you know, that's right across the street from Notre Dame High School, so that's the area we're talking about. You've been in and out of hundreds. We've all been in and out of hundreds of those homes. Okay, so those homes are going for like $580,000 to $640,000 today. Wow. Okay, that's what, do you want to talk about Meshuggy? That's what those homes are going for.
That's wild.
Okay, that's what it costs. So the home had a first-time home buyer, right? She's a school teacher, dating a cop, all this stuff, right? So, you know, it's a first home. Lou's very protective against his daughter. 8:30 at night. As any good father.
Yep.
Hey, Dave, you know, we're going out to look at a home. I signed a contract. There's some challenges with the chimney. Okay, because Lou, in addition to being chief of police at Highland Park, is a chimney expert. So
he's expert or just aficionado?
I just let him go.
Okay,
just,
okay, fair enough.
Carries a gun. He's 6'3".
He's an expert.
He's an expert. Lou, you're wrong. I'm gonna get smacked in the head.
Sure.
So long story short, he's like, you got a guy. I'm like, yeah, I got a guy. Boom. Right. Send a text. It was like 8:30 at night. Right. Mike, Lou, meet Mike and. Rob, Jesus, I'm having a brain freeze here.
That's okay.
You know, Mark and Rob from Lindemann, you know, boom, right away you got back to him, like, personal friend of mine. And I think you had a guy there at 10 o'clock the following day, right? Because Lou was on the podcast the following day. He couldn't make it because he was going to meet your inspector. Whatever they found, it would have been a $10,000 cost to cure whatever was wrong with the chimney. Okay, so he saw something he didn't like. Your guys came out, did a chimney inspection, and that subsequently squashed the deal, that transaction, because the seller now knows they have a challenge in the chimney, and the seller didn't want to give them. They're like, oh, we're going to get $10,000 off the price. I'm like, wrong. Yeah. You're going to get a $10,000 closing cost credit. So we could use that $10,000 to apply to all the closing costs. So you still have that $10,000 in your bank account. So you could use to fix your chimney. Okay, we could talk about that later.
We kind of did one time.
We did.
I'm still lost on the closing credit.
Well, that's why you come to me, and I'll explain it to you. Yep. But we're running out of time.
Got it.
But your inspector, whatever you found, that's a service you provide, and it is so valuable.
Yes.
You could spend 500 to 600 G's on a home, and then you get in and you didn't have the chimney inspected, and there's another $10,000 to $15,000, because whatever it was extensive.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking when that happens, because most of the home inspectors just don't see that or realize that. There's actually two in Illinois that I'm aware of that actually put cameras up the chimneys and inspect them to that level, but most of them don't. So you close on a house, and they may say, oh, we'll give you a $300 credit for a cleaning, and it's $10,000 when you just moved into the home and you want to buy a new couch. You don't want to buy...
There's nothing sexy about replacing your chimney liner.
So, you know, it's before you buy a home, you got to get it checked out.
What kind of things to the home buyer? Right, homeowner doesn't even know that their chimney is messed up. I guarantee most of them don't.
Probably not.
Most of them haven't used their fireplace in years and have got no clue what's going on. So you walk in, oh, this is great house in the $500,000 to $600,000 range, and they're flying off the shelf. Okay, if you're between $200,000 to $750,000, it's a jailbreak. If your home is priced effectively for the market, okay, you're going in at some of these. People are buying these homes with no inspection.
They're waiving everything.
So what could be going on up there that our listeners should be aware of for safety reasons and health reasons?
Sure. The most common thing is the flue tiles crack. So inside the chimney, we were talking about it, the brick structure, there's clay tiles that their job is to prevent a fire from
breaking out
and causing a structure fire. If those are overfired, which looks like my Uncle Jim would fire up the fireplace at Christmas and throw a bunch of wrapping paper on there, and you know that's
how I learned how to start a fire.
That's
in our house. No, literally, that's how we would do it.
There's no education on how you're supposed to do it, but when you fire it that fast, it causes these tiles to crack, and once they crack, they've done their job, and then the next.
They have to be replaced?
Fire, right. Creosote will get now behind that crack. It looks like a hairline crack, but when you fire it, it expands about a quarter of an inch, and then you get smoke behind there and creosote, and eventually that creosote can become its own fuel and cause a fire and all sorts of problems. So most people are unaware.
Highly dangerous.
Yeah.
Got it.
So you want to make sure that you are aware that you have this, particularly when you buy a home, because you don't want it to be a surprise.
Is there a cost for that inspection?
No, we'll typically come out for free, take a look at it, and make sure things are up to snuff. Yeah,
okay. He charged Lou $500, so I got
it sounded like an emergency.
I got $250,
and mortgage business is rough. Yeah, so yeah,
don't tell Lou.
Sure,
you got a question for Rob?
Yeah, as plumbers going in and doing water heaters or doing any plumbing in a basement or where a water heater and a furnace are located, we see this all the time. Where the customer has had their furnace replaced to a high efficiency that is, you know, power vented out and PVC to the outside of the house, but the water heater still ran into the chimney. And we can see immediately that the top of that water heater and the pipes around it are charred, and, you know, it actually causes condensation and rots the water heater out. Would you go in for free and take a look at that? Because as you and I both know as professionals, that's a carbon monoxide hazard also.
Yes, absolutely. That's something we would love to take a look at. Because in those situations, if you go to a high-efficiency furnace, you leave your 4-inch, typically, hot water heater venting through the flue. The gases don't stay above their dew point, so they condense inside the flue. And that condensation is what you see, rusting around the collar of the hot water heater. You got carbon monoxide issue because you have too big of a flue to establish a draft to vent the byproducts of combustion.
Totally makes sense.
So it causes the hot water heater to fail quicker.
Oh, absolutely.
And the carbon monoxide isn't escaping the home, and it tears apart the chimney.
I mean, that's brilliant of what you both said. So what's the solution then? So get a power vented hot water heater or change my liner? Like what?
He can tell you what we refer. I can honestly say, since we've been on the show, we've 100 or more to Lindemann for chimney liners, and I'll let Rob explain what that does and why he would do that.
Yeah, so that if you weren't to power vent the hot water heater, which is just to abandon that flue completely, which is an option, but many people prefer the less expensive hot water heaters, and you would reline the flue. So we would put a 4-inch stainless steel liner that goes from the hot water heater
outside.
All the way outside.
Okay.
So then the gases stay hot and they get out where they're supposed to get.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, chances are if you have a house that was built in the 70s and 80s, you had a basic furnace that was in there. Now it's probably a high efficiency furnace. Yeah. So that is probably happening to your house.
Oh, I can tell you that it's probably 2 to 3 out of 10 water heaters we walk into where the furnace has been replaced and the water heater still ran into the chimney. And
got it.
It shouldn't be by itself.
So if you look back from the 50s, there were giant 10-inch holes in the wall. You'll see it in the basement, a big hole, the smaller hole, a smaller hole. Every time that happens, your flue is oversized, and you have less of a chance that the byproducts of combustion are going to exit the chimney.
Got
if they
it.
Don't exit the chimney, they're usually condensing inside the chimney, and it causes a bunch of deterioration. And you know, that's why you look at a house and you'll see the whole brick front is in perfect condition, but the chimney's falling apart.
Yeah. All right, chimney talk. I had no idea anything but you guys just said, but it was fascinating.
Yes.
Quick question, yes or no? Okay, I got 30 seconds before the break, and this yes. texter, yes. Okay, all right. we'll be back after these messages. Why is the cost to service a gas fireplace about 3 times more than to service a gas-fired furnace, since we are talking about HVAC systems now?
I'm not sure it's 3 times the cost on that. It's probably a similar charge, I would assume.
Maybe they're having the wrong company service their gas fireplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sounds like it.
Be similar. Yeah, similar cost for a gas fireplace and you know, furnace.
Somebody's taking advantage of 773, and we will
it
have
sounds
none
like
of
it.
That. Yeah. All right. So we'll have your team reach out to the texter to find out what's going on, do a little deeper
sure.
dive
yeah.
before we come back after the break and start giving water heaters away for basically nothing. 312-981, phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you, Mr. Lindeman.
Lindeman.com or 847-918-7994.
You brought your friend Mark Bechtold down with you, and he's been in and out of the studio. Do we have to check his pockets for like WGM paraphernalia?
Yeah, any of my friends, you probably should be a little yeah.
They're stealing something?
About.
The little yeah. logo on the mics? Be,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Borrowing. They're borrowing.
They're
yeah.
borrowing.
Yeah.
yeah,
I went past Mary's office. Her nameplate was taken off. yeah. of her.
Mark, why would you take Mary's nameplate?
That's a little
that doesn't
weird.
Even make any sense.
That's little,
yeah.
He doesn't even know who Mary is, and it's gone.
It's good.
Which
you
is
know.
Weird.
It sell it on eBay.
I could see John Williams, maybe, but sure. yeah, she's the boss lady. Don't upset her, right? Walter Jacobson, maybe. Probably won't
those
even realize
names.
It's gone, right? A couple of these guys don't even know that they've got offices. They just walk in there, so they don't even know they have name tags. Like, just leave Mary's office alone, all right? Stop trying to pick the lock. 312-981. A listener phone number one more time.
Lindeman.com or 847-918-7994.
And Mary's going to find out because her dad is listening. Big fan of the show.
Nice.
312-981.
Thanks, Mary's dad.
And Mary's dad's a good dude. So you
cool.
got to just shout out to all Mr. Right. Sandberg. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with the Mr. Kevin Wells.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Got a text for you, Michael.
I'm ready.
I live in Ingleside, 95-year-old mother I take care of, and my wife is handicapped. I grew up in Northbrook, near where I live now. I rent my home. My landlord is a great person and will sell me the home for a discount. That's when I want to talk to David, me, right? But I need a 75-gallon water heater. Do I qualify? I don't know what do I qualify means, but... Oh, do I qualify for the
yeah,
free?
For the sale?
Yeah, for the...
It is running on 40 and 50 gallons, not on a 75-gallon power vent or a 75-gallon, you know, atmospheric vent.
Can you put in 240s? Is that a dumb question?
No, okay. And that might be cheaper with the pricing that I'm, you know, going to share with everybody today. You might actually be able to do two for cheaper than a 75-gallon.
Is there a perk to having two 45s versus a 75?
Like, in all honesty, I do not believe so. You know, okay. If we can stay with one tank, you know, it's less maintenance. You're not maintaining
Got
two
it.
Water heaters.
That makes sense.
You're maintaining one, and generally to put in two, plumbing, gas, vent.
More labor.
You're adding more things to
sure.
it.
Sure.
So.
But don't you need the space, right?
Yeah you
need
definitely
space,
need the space.
But a 75-gallon is so huge that putting two 40 vents or 40 gallons in side by side really doesn't take
Plus
up that
you get
much
that extra 5 gallons. How about yeah. that?
And we would do a free estimate for her okay. Ingleside. No problem.
All right. Cool. So you'll be calling 224 after the show or maybe
Sounds
during
good.
The next break to talk to him in a little more detail.
All right.
All right. So let's talk about the special, why our listeners should care about your special, and compare the cost if they were to not use your special that you're about to launch right now and went into a big box store, what's the savings?
Yeah, if you went into a big box store, you called a major plumbing company in our area, I'm going to save you a bunch of money. And my partner's on vacation right now, so his son, Jack, you're going to need to, when you call us, say the name Jack, and for a 40-gallon atmospheric vent for a standard installation, we're going to supply and install that and haul away the old water heater for $11.95.
What? Okay, so talking what? About this. Okay, so that's okay. Everybody here, like, that's great. I know nothing about
that. Is
what would it typically be without the special?
If you were calling through, you know, us directly, $1,500, $1,600. Wow. But
it's some of the big box stores are like $2,500,
$2,000, $2,400 all day long.
And those,
when I say this is a sale,
it's a sale.
I mean, it's a ridiculous price. Sure. And they think, you know, they owe Jack for that. This is something he wanted to do to get our inventory down in the warehouse. Kevin can tell you. It's overflowing with stock, and a 50-gallon would be $12.95.
Is Jack the guy that ordered too many of these to begin with?
Who's the guy that made the mistake? I got to figure that out.
He's trying to dig himself out of an overstock situation, a little too much money tied up in the warehouse. So, yes, that's why we're saying Jack. So when his dad gets back from vacation and is scheduling these
Those hot water heaters better be out of here.
Yeah, and he's seeing the prices that they're going out the door for, yeah, then he won't be looking at me. Should be looking at his son, Jack.
Got it. Nice. I like how you're saying it's not Mike's special. Yeah, it's Jack's special.
No, this is, yeah, it's an incredible price. I mean, anyone
in the business,
you will not find a better price than that.
224, who you're going to call during the next break, just texted back. They currently have 240-gallon.
Perfect.
So there you go.
So you're all set.
You know what? If we could, I'm going to have Kevin go into the office, and I'll have Kevin call them now.
Okay.
Well, nice. We will give you the number after Kevin stops eating his cheese crackers and drinks his protein shake on the air.
Yeah, if we can't hear that. If you know Kevin, that will not take long.
That's, I mean, we got a texter at a Ford operating base in Afghanistan just said that sounds like somebody's eating a cheese cracker. Here's a guy in a Ford operating base. In Afghanistan, wants to know what flavor, if it's cheese or peanut butter. And I'll let you know, soldier, thank you for your service. It looks like peanut butter, right? Because I guess they down those.
It's a cheese cracker with the peanut butter filling.
Well, so thanks, Kev. Both. There you go, Kev.
Oh, those are wild.
It's an excellent choice, Kevin.
High in protein, Kevin. Nice job. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Would Mike come to Mundelein to replace my 15-year-old tank? I am 76 and think I may need one. I don't know what being 76 has to do with anything, but you like helping experienced homeowners.
Absolutely.
So you,
yeah, all they've got to do is give us a call, 847-406-8883, or go to WGNplumber.com.
Well, right. And like we talked about, after 10 years, you're kind of on borrowed time with a hot water heater, right?
Yeah,
I mean, even if I had regular maintenance on it and everything else, which most people don't do, you know, they're not getting their tanks flushed or whatever service you guys do, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So chances are they need it.
Yeah, if your water heater is, you know, 8 to 12 years old, you know, you could look at doing preventative maintenance, but this would be the time to do something like that. So this is going to run for the entire month of May.
Nice. That's awesome.
All right, so we got a texter in here. Please let Mike know that I used CenterGuard for the first time this week to have my water heater drained, which was a promotion you had mentioned during the last appearance you made on the show. The guys were super nice and efficient. I mentioned that I listened to WGN, and they honored the $99 special, which I really appreciate. Thanks, Karen, from 847. So there you go.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate the business.
Happy listener. So, okay, Karen got her tank flushed. What does that mean?
Well, what that means is hopefully that tank is going to last longer. You know, when you're doing that, you're not just getting the sediment out of the bottom. You're also increasing the efficiency of that tank. And if you don't get the sediment out of the bottom of that water heater, I've said this a couple times on the air, if you were to take a pot of water and turn it on high on your stove and try to boil it and set a timer, how long would that take? Maybe 10 minutes. If you were to fill that pot of water half full of sand and try to boil it, it's going to take you a really long time. and you're going to spend a lot more money on gas or electric in either instance.
Why would I want to do that, Mike?
Why would you want to boil sand?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Okay.
I mean, we can eat cicadas.
Okay.
We've got minnows with cheese. We got peanut butter cracker guy over here making all the noise.
Okay. Science experiment.
No, it's important.
Got it. Okay. Science experiment.
I thought I'm going to get a beating as I go to the bathroom during the break. He's like, look at me. He's like, why'd you call me out like that?
Yeah.
I'm like, they can hear you chew halfway across the world. All right?
He didn't know. He's
a loud chewer, for God's sakes. That's why we got soundproof doors in here.
That's why that red light's on.
That's what that is?
You're not supposed to eat when the light's on. Yeah, but sure. Kevin's only been here 15 times.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Kevin.
It's fine.
Nobody noticed. 312-981-7200. Text messages bombing in for you here, Mike. So let's just go. Keep going down. Then we'll hit a break after this. Text, come back with more water heater talk. 312, do they install water heaters? Here's somebody who knows what they're talking about. With sweat joints or shark bite technique? Thank you. Okay. No idea.
Can we have Dave? No. Let's have Dave answer it. Come on. It'll be fun.
Okay, Dave.
What do you think, Dave?
What do you think?
What's a preferred method?
Both. Come on. You start with the sweat joints, and then you go with the shark bite.
Okay.
Because you're going to do both.
Yeah, you do both. Of course.
I don't like it as a plumber. We actually sweat everything. We don't even use ProPress. Very rarely.
Come on.
The only time we use shark bites is if we need to, because there's water coming through and we can't get the pipe hot enough to sweat it.
Got it.
So that's more of an emergency. A shark bite is a special fitting. If Kevin had a microphone, I would actually let him explain this to you. He's
go ahead.
A pro. Shark bite fitting is basically a coupling with two inserts, and you slide them and they lock into that pipe. And they work, but we prefer to actually sweat that copper.
Mm. Okay, what is sweat? Is that like soldering?
Soldering, yes.
Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Some people would call it plumber's welding, but obviously not welding.
That goes with my blowtorch training.
And the reason why I know press tool, come on.
We don't, press for, if you're doing new construction, a huge project, no problem. But we're plumbers.
We're plumbers.
We're plumbers. Sweat. If you're going to be a plumber, let's be a plumber. Okay. Let's not take the easy way out.
Okay.
All right. Plumber talk coming back after these messages. We had some more water tank questions coming your way. These are great. So hold tight, all you texters. We'll get your text answered. Tony, you're going to have to make a run out there to get the printout here, if you don't mind. 312. And even if you do mind, we're going to have you run and get them. 312-981. That's effective management. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Here's the problem. I bring down the spot fader, and then I forget to bring it up. So that's when we go into breaks, and you don't hear the commercial, and then all of a sudden, bam! That's me.
Because I don't do you not doing it.
Yeah. There's too many buttons.
Okay. Wow, you're really having a hard time. You've only been doing this for how many years? 20?
19.
Okay, 19.
A button challenge.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line 847. I'm sorry, I already read that. Here we go. 224. My 75-gallon water heater is 19 years old. Holy smokes. How much if you change it? Thanks. So 75, maybe they don't need a 75-gallon water tank, or maybe they can get away.
I mean, I, at this point, anyone that's got a high efficiency or a larger capacity water heater, I would keep it. It's one of those things, unless you're just a single person living there by yourself, any of the larger tanks, the high efficiency tanks, are going by the wayside. With the restrictions for energy and efficiency, those tanks are going to disappear, and you're not going to be able to replace them in the very near future. So, that's just up to you whether or not you wanted to do something like that. But for any of the listeners that are listening now, all you've got to do is text us pictures. You're a text away from install today. That's a logo that we use. You can literally text us, and if you text us the pictures before noon and agree to the price, we'll have that water heater, if it's in stock, a stock item, installed same day. So anyone that needs a quote on a 75-gallon power vent water heaters, electric water heaters, anything outside, or any plumbing for that matter, outside of what I'm talking about today, all you've got to do is text us at 847-406-8883. And with those pictures, we can actually let you know what your cost is going to be before we ever step in your home and we're going to save you any kind of service fees or anything to come out there just to give you an estimate.
8423. No idea where that is.
Either.
My Rheem water heater, listen to this, is 27 years old and going strong. Makes me nuts when you and Lou say a water heater lasts 10 years. Is my very old heater just built better?
Yeah, I would say absolutely. If I'm going to be honest with you, sure. You know, I think we can look at cars. We can look at
most things.
We can look at faucets,
all appliances,
you know, all the plastic. Yeah, I mean, it literally is a problem for anyone. You know, Rob can probably say that maybe on systems, boilers, and things like that. I mean, I know Jeremy sees it.
All products.
Yeah, it's definitely a 26-year-old or a 19-year-old water heater, in my opinion. Yeah, it was definitely built different, and you know, a lot of villages now are adding so much chlorine to the water to protect the water lines that they're supplying to your home that it does cause things to break down a little faster.
815, just replaced my 50-gallon water tank. We'll edit that out. I just replaced my 50-gallon hot water heater, but did not know I could have used a high-efficiency one. I replaced my furnace a year earlier and did that in high efficiency. Now I have an exhaust coming off the water heater going into a large metal exhaust going up to the roof. The 4-inch exhaust coming off the tank has an open end wide off it. Should and how can I get this corrected?
That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah, we're talking exactly about that. And this might be a case where if they've got a B-vent chase, which would be, it would look just like a tubular aluminum, steel, silver coming down through a laundry room or into a basement, we might just have to remove that T or Y and connect it. It all depends on the sizing. And I would think that you could call Lindemann for that. You could send us pictures for that, and we could direct you in the direction you need to go.
All right, we got 773. If you haven't had your water tank drained after 5 years, okay, so 5 years into a water tank, can you still have it drained without damaging the tank? Does there anything about draining your tank do any damage to it?
No, it's not going to damage the water heater by draining it. It might be hard to get, you know, depending where you live. You know, if you're in Rockford, you know, Rockford is renowned for heavy sand and water heaters. Sometimes we actually have to take the drain valve off the water heater to actually get that sand out of there or whatever that sediment might be. The only thing that could happen is maybe you have a drip or something off the drain valve, and we could replace that if necessary. But I would not be afraid of that.
Texts keep coming in. 630, doesn't the settlement
Sediment.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. All right. No, you said it how it was written, but it's sediment.
All right. You want to read it?
Yeah. Doesn't the sediment...
Take that.
Zing. Doesn't the sediment exist below the drain? We've talked about this, right?
It actually
in
does.
Other words, the sediment drain out since the settles below the drain. So how do you address that? Because there is a thin line.
There is, to avoid the weld.
Right.
You know, they don't want to put the drain well or drain valve on the actual well at the bottom of the water heater.
So I'm not getting 100%.
You're not going to get 100% out of it, but what the technique that we use, you know, it will get the majority of the sediment out of there. The stuff that's actually cooked to the bottom of the water heater, we can't do anything with.
Comment about the shark bite comment. All right. Shark bite fittings are relying on gaskets to make the seal. Those gaskets will eventually go bad, and then you will need to replace them. Properly soldered pipe, there you go, English is my first language, will last forever, which is basically what you guys were saying earlier.
Absolutely. It's definitely preferred.
All right. This text is from Wayne. Because he put his name, or she put his name.
Maybe they live in Wayne.
No, it says, thanks, Wayne. Oh. Hi, David. Thanks, great Wayne. Show. Would you ask the plumbers if it's okay to drain/flush your hot water tank into an ejector pump pit? It's the only sewer exit in the basement. Will it clog the pump? Thanks, Wayne.
Generally speaking, anything heavy is probably going to go and sit in the bottom of the trap below the floor, because it's going into a floor drain before it goes into your ejector pump. And the ejector pump has a screen on it to the point where any fine particles like that shouldn't cause you a problem with the ejector pump.
Well, what if, I just hooked up a hose to that drain and then took the hose straight to my ejector pump, right? It's not hitting a floor drain.
That's basically what they're saying.
Okay,
generally, a ejector pit is sealed completely.
Sure.
So they do have plugs on them. Sometimes you could remove that and put a hose into it, but preferably you'd want to run that hose into the floor drain, which will make its way into the ejector pit. If you don't have a floor drain or ejector, you know, then we would have to drain it outside. If it's in a basement, we would actually bucket drain it and take it to a laundry sink or take it outside.
Got it. Okay.
Before we hit the break here, what is the name and the warranty that goes with the tanks you're offering at your substantially discounted rate? So Kevin's dad, Keith, what's his name?
Jack.
Jack's dad doesn't kill him.
Yeah, he's going to kill him. I'm sure of that. But we're using Bradford white water heaters, which is a very high-grade professional water heater. This isn't a cheap, you know, box store 3-year warranty. These are 6-year warranty, 40-gallon or 50-gallon atmospheric vent with 40,000 BTUs. So they're not even a low BTU, or these are quality water heaters.
Installed, old one removed, new one installed, hooked up, ready to go for how much?
Standard installation, 40-gallon for $11.95, 50-gallon for $12.95.
And they typically, a 40 would go for how much without this special?
Oh, we're $1,600, and that's cheaper than anyone already.
Okay.
Well, you can go online right now and see that that hot water heater, just the hot water heater, is almost $1,100, right? Yeah. So that's not sending a professional out. That's not doing all the work.
Taking the old one out.
Yeah, and we're going to haul it away for you.
And we're going to haul. Yeah.
The only thing we don't take is the box the new one came in.
So is it special? Joe is the guy's name?
Jack. Well, you're almost never going to get this right.
Yeah, you've got to say. You've got to say. I mean,
you're going to guess everybody else's name besides Jack.
Yeah, we're going to blame Jack.
Remember Johnny, right?
It's so
Johnny.
Is it safe to say Jimmy's never going to be like going to not get a paycheck until about Hanukkah?
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. All right, it's coming right out of his paycheck.
Coming right out of his back. All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to get a hold of Johnny and get this free tank.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
And what's the name they have to say?
Jack.
Jack. Okay. Don't say Johnny. Wow. Anything with a J, WGN, Homes, Home, Chicago, you're in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Bonnie and Elgin will take your call after the break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That was my daughter. I'll bring her back on. It's her birthday. It was her birthday on the 25th. Carly out of Hochberg, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Carly is now Carly without a gallbladder. She spent
her, you don't need it anyway. You're good.
Yeah, it's overrated.
You're okay.
It's overrated. Spent her birthday in the hospital getting emergency gallbladder surgery.
Sorry, Carly.
We're glad you're okay.
In Florida.
Yeah, we're great right now.
Yeah, we're great, right? Thanks, Dad, for telling everyone on the radio.
It's all right. It's tough to have your first drink with an IV coming out of your arm.
Get
but,
some views. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we're good.
That's my daughter. This is a snapshot into my life here. So, everybody, this is my 21-year-old first daughter, my favorite first daughter. We will sing her a happy birthday.
Nice.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carly. Happy birthday to you.
Love you, sweetheart. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, see you tonight. Love you.
Love you.
Wow.
That was a maybe.
I couldn't figure out what key we were in.
Happy.
You guys.
Man. Not happy at all.
Tone deaf people in here.
I'll see you that I'm picking them up at the
airport.
You're
the only professional singer here.
Yeah, I know.
That was good.
Okay,
that was
nice. Yeah.
You're the only one. We should have just let you sing it.
I didn't want to belt it to like overshadow you guys.
You probably should have.
You should have. Yeah, you definitely should have.
Especially me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
solo next time. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 847 had to share this with us. I know this is off subject, but why on my car radio do I constantly get static and sometimes so bad I can't hear? My car is always set to 720 a.m., 720, but it's getting pretty frustrating. Don't really know, but I just wanted to share that with her. Maybe it's time to get a new car or upgrade your radio.
Lisa from Green Bay.
Lisa from
that's funny. You could stream us, right? You could just, just live stream?
You download the app, WGN app, WGN radio app, and that's how I listen in my car when I'm out of the area or when I'm in another state.
So, and that's a lot cleaner.
A lot audio, cleaner.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So
I've been on beaches in Mexico, listening to Wendy host the show, and or in Detroit for family events, and it works just well.
Good.
Works great. 312 works well.
Whatever.
Here's my,
words.
Here's my eight on my English portion of my ACT shining through. Bonnie and Elgin, you've got a question about water pressure.
I do. And so I'm wondering if one of the first signs of a water heater starting to fail is noticing slightly reduced water pressure at your faucet.
Bonnie, that would not be directly affected to the water heater itself. It's probably more of a hot side, you know, plumbing issue that you're having. Depending on the age of the home and depending on what type of pipes you have, you could have galvanized pipes, which will eventually just, your pressure is going to decrease over time and just get worse as it goes along. If it's one particular fixture, there is an aerator on the faucet that you can take off and clean that, and you know, you should, your pressure should be back. And if you need any help, hey, Jeremy's got something to add for you.
Bonnie, are you on city water?
Yes, as far as I live in Elgin, so whatever kind of water Elgin has,
it's probably city, unless it's unincorporated.
Yeah, it's
like, you don't have
city.
A well, is what I'm
probably
saying.
Probably city, but should have a softener type situation.
Sure.
So it depends really on your pipes. And is it only one fixture, Bonnie, or is it all over the house?
No, I think I love good water pressure. If I'm doing the dishes, I want that water to come squirting out, like we're not going to be here all day doing dishes.
Right.
So I just noticed slightly lower water pressure on the second floor and on the main floor. And I was wondering, now I don't know how old my water heater is. I believe I've been in this home for a little over 30 years, and I do have a Bradford White water heater.
Okay. It's an excellent water heater. If you wanted, I could send someone out free of charge for you, and we can actually take a look and try to, you know, figure out what the problem may be for you. So I would, if you're open to that, you can give Carly a call now at 847-406-8883, or you can actually make an appointment online at wgnplumber.com.
You said 8883?
8883, yes.
Is that the same?
Okay, I'm really interested in having someone come out because I'm thinking that my water heater is probably 10 years or older.
Okay.
Because I just can't remember when I replaced it. But I'm really interested in getting a good deal on a 50-gallon water heater. I'm looking at the brochure that was sitting on top of the water heater. I wish it said right on top of it, this is a 50-gallon water heater, because I don't really know what size water heater I have.
How can she tell?
Actually, if you want to, you can take a picture of the actual sticker that has the model and serial number, and we can tell off of that. Or I can have somebody give you a call, and we can actually tell you that over the phone if you give us that information, if you can't send us a picture. So either way, we can help you out.
Okay. I'm real interested in having someone come out, and if it's time to replace a water heater, I would rather replace it, because, you know, when something goes wrong, I'll usually go to Google and say, this is happening, and then it tells you other stories, and then I hear about, you know, if a water heater fails, it could, you know, like, run water all over your basement, and I'm thinking, like, oh, God, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, preventative maintenance is good, but we won't sell you a water heater unless you need one or you want one.
Would Bonnie qualify for that special?
Absolutely. If it's a standard vent water heater, a 40 or 50, yes.
And the phone number they have to call?
847-406-8883, and just mention WGN or the name Jack.
Or Jerome. Anything with a J.
Anything, as long as it's WGN related. David, Jack's off the hook. Jerome, Jimmy,
Jim,
Josh, everyone's in trouble.
All the Jim Bobs out there.
It's going to be like Romper Room. We're going to Josiah's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they call and say, Josiah, know it's from Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Absolutely.
Unless they're holding the Bible, where are they going to pull that from? 312-981, both copies. The old
is
one.
Is Bonnie still there?
Bonnie's on hold because she kept that, and I got to hit a break.
Okay.
So, but we'll bring Bonnie up after the break.
Mr. Floor Cleaning Products.
Oh,
that's
all
I was going to mention.
Well, thank you for doing my job.
No problem.
Bonnie, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. He's edging in on my territory here, Jim. 312-981-7200. 312, as if I don't know how to do my job over here. 312-981-7200. I don't tell you how to sweat your joints.
Boy. I apologize.
Oh boy.
Sweat your joints.
I apologize. I crossed the line.
I could come out and show you how to sweat. 312-981.
You're close to doing it right now.
with a bunch of the firefighters there next to me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. Bonnie, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. There!
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jumping worms are real and in California. It figures, but in California.
Yeah, I mean, this is Chicago, so.
Why would a jumping worm even bother you?
Well, because it's creepy.
But awesome. Jumping worms? Not scary.
Text line is blowing up about jumping worms. This is awesome. I got pictures of jumping worms. This is great. Our listeners are engaged. Thank you, listeners.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. You're not giving away water heaters.
For free.
It was a form of...
It's like wordsmith. Practically free.
Practically free.
Pretty much, almost, kind of close to
He's selling a $1,600 water tank for $1,100 that you could... If you went to a big box store, it would cost you almost... It would cost you more than $2,000.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a junkier one, right? Yeah, Can we say that? Are we allowed to say that on the air?
Definitely higher quality.
Like Mike is not giving free water tanks away. Yep. It was a figure of speech. Thank you.
That's what I've been standing here for three minutes
trying
to use words.
It's a free water tank with $1,100 in labor.
Right? There you go. Well, that's like when someone says, "Hey, we do free window installs," and it's like, "Really?" But
yeah, I've got contractors now calling my office asking if they can buy a water heater installed by us and charge the customer what they would normally charge.
Ooh, that's shady. Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah, don't sell it to those people.
Boo. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, we don't like
no,
that.
No, it's a really good deal.
It is a really good deal. Yeah. I was thinking about getting mine changed out. I think it's only like six or seven years old.
I don't even own a house, and I want to get one.
Well, that's how do you help? Yeah. You got a lot of problems over in that corner,
Jared,
but yeah,
can help
maybe.
Me.
So she could decorate it like a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
It would look cool, yeah. For sure.
What's the phone number again?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
And use the word Jim Bob and you'll get a discount. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got Louis in Cedarburg. Hey, Louis. Louise. Hi, Louise.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Thank you. Thank you very much for all this really great information. I have a cobblestone chimney. My house is 40 years old, and in having the roof checked, the roofers suggested that I get somebody to look at the chimney, which I did. And it is, the cobblestones are deteriorating, and along with the cement that holds it up. Fast forward, the plumber came, and my hot water heater is going out through the chimney. And he suggested that, and this hot water heater is a good, maybe quite 10 years old. And he suggested taking the pipe out of the chimney or capping it and putting it out the house. And that would be one way to go. The roofer said, or the chimney person said, that he could put an extra pipe in up to the chimney from the water heater. So now, which way to go? That is the question. If I'm going to do the reconnection out the side of the house, then I would get a new water heater at the same time. And that would be a 50-gallon. And out the side of the house. The reason that it's explained to me, and you're the great plumber, is that the cooling and heating of going up the chimney has made the cobblestones begin to deteriorate along with the cement that holds it up.
All right, hang on. Go ahead, guys.
Yes, both are correct, the plumber and the roofer. You can do either option. If you're going to vent through the chimney, you need to reline it so it doesn't condense. And when you repair that cobblestone, it just doesn't tear it apart again. Or you could choose a hot water heater that vents out the side.
What do you think makes... I mean, right now, so no matter what, that cobblestone chimney is going to have to get repaired. So do you think it's a lower cost for her to just put a new line in and fix that cobblestone chimney? Or do you think it's fix a cobblestone chimney and do a direct vent, like power vent?
Okay, well...
What do you think?
Okay, well, what's going on is the plumber gave me an estimate of $4,000 to for a new water heater and a reconnection out the side of the house.
Got it.
The chimney person would have charged me only $750 of an $8,000 redo on the chimney. So it is. I don't want this to happen again. I hope to be in my house. My house is 40 years old. I hope to be in my house at least maybe another 6 to 8 years. And so would it be better for me to have this piped out the side of the house? What happened, too, is we had a high-efficiency furnace put in, and they put that outside of the house.
Sure.
So the only thing that's going up the chimney, I do have a gas fireplace, okay? But the only thing that's going up out the chimney is the hot water heater.
So, Luis, you're saying it's $8,000 just to do the cobblestone work and then an extra $700 to add the liner? Does that math make sense to you, Rob?
The lining seems like pretty reasonable, okay. Very reasonable.
But the cobblestone is not.
Hard to tell
how big the
chimney is or they need to bring in stone or what the case is. But
are you up there in Cedarburg, Wisconsin or Cedarburg, Illinois?
Oh, no, I'm in Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
Okay, by Mequon, right?
Yeah.
Yep, you are. Just north. Just Mequon's just south of us here. Yep.
I got you. So it's cold up there, right? And so she's north of us.
Well, it's 71 today.
No, not
right now.
We're cold at night. Cold at night, 40s at night.
Here, Luis, we got the experts here. So what do you guys think?
I think both are viable options. Okay. If there's a significant difference in cost, I would go with the less expensive option. Obviously, you want to fix the cobblestone and get the best mason that you can.
Well, that's what he's going to do. Okay, it's about $7,900 to do the cobblestone and the go around the chimney.
So it sounds like you're in for $7,900 to do the chimney, and they offered $700 to do the liner, and your hot water heater is okay as of now.
I would do that.
You would be looking at $700 versus $4,000 for the power vented.
Yeah.
And obviously you can't get hot water heaters for $1,100 regularly. But,
yeah. No, that and we don't do work in Wisconsin, so we can't really.
I mean, is $4,000 a normal price? That's a little high.
That's a little high,
so we could let Luis know that, hey, $4,000 for a power vented hot water heater might be a little
costly. It just depends on the installation, obviously, and what we have to run the vent through. So,
and Mequon's about an hour north of Milwaukee. So I was trying. I mean, when I say it gets cold, not that it's 70 degrees today, but I mean
it's colder there than
in the winter time. It gets a lot. It's northern Wisconsin, like central northern Wisconsin kind of.
Well, chances are she had the same problem that we've been talking about all morning, right? Which is, hey, I abandoned my furnace of using that chimney chase. Now I just got my direct hot water or my hot water heater that's going in there, and I'm getting condensation, and it's prematurely aging my liners.
Yeah, so when you revented the furnace, if you would have relined the hot water heater flue, you might have been able to save the $7,000 cobblestone repair.
Yeah, and it's just not cost. I mean, Rob and I can, Jeremy, you could say the same thing. It's also could be an actual, health issue.
Oh, without a doubt.
Sure. Exhaust.
That's why I was like, you already got to fix that.
So there's a lot going on here, so, yep.
All right, we got to take a break. And I know it's not northern Wisconsin. I meant to say it's an hour north of Milwaukee, which means it's colder up there in the winter than typically we get down here. All right? So, you're 2 hours north of Chicago. All right? So that's what I meant. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Luis. We got to hit a break. And there is a Cedarburg, Illinois, and a Cedarburg, Wisconsin. And I saw that she called from 262, and I just wanted to make sure. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Holy smokes, we got a ton of callers coming in here. We're going to get to all of them after these messages. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720-DIVIGEN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. A vending company texted in, wants to sponsor What Is Kevin Eating on air. So, Kevin... We have a segment. Every time you're in, we're gonna go to the vending machine. I think they're gonna drop things off and have you just chew into the microphone
and then guess.
And I can supply some things.
That's fun.
Yes.
Yeah. So, how many cicadas?
Yeah. What's Kevin eating on air out of the vending machine? That's cool. A whole new segment here.
Nice.
Sales department, you get a sponsor, I'm sure. They don't even know we're on the air right now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Good. I didn't know Kevin could turn that red. That's very impressive. Yeah. Is that what he looks like with the sunburn?
We call him the little red tomato at work. So maybe now you see why.
I should put on a little SPF 30 in here, Kevin.
With some zinc.
Yeah, with some zinc.
Can we get a camera on him right now just for the red?
All right, here we go. We're going to do speed round, everybody. We've got 5 minutes here to get through all these calls. Mark and Hammond, go. You're up, buddy.
Hey, all right. So let me give a shout out to Mark Zahner. He's the bomb over there for you guys over there. We're getting ready to do probably our fourth or fifth loan with him. And if nobody could do it, your boy Mark is the bomb.
All right, well, thanks. That's Zahner, but his new name is Zahner, but we appreciate that.
Zahner,
yeah, whatever.
So he was going to try to hook me up with a key lock, and apparently 4 years ago, the wife missed the payment, and they said, you missed the payment 4 years ago, so no.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is, don't miss any payments, because now he's going to do a cash-out refi for us, our interest rate's going to go up. So the moral of the story is, don't miss a payment. One payment in 4 years, then they can say no. So anyway.
I know exactly
Mark's
who you are.
Yep. Anyway, out there.
Mark called me on Friday to tell me about you. So I'm glad we're able to get it done. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Let's go down to Glenn, who's been hanging on for over 20 minutes. Hit the wrong button.
That's okay.
Dave, you're next. We're going to go to Glenn on 5 because you've been hanging longer. Glenn, you got a question for Mike.
Yes, I do. I live in a Chicago 2-flat. I want to increase the water pressure in my second floor apartment. I pulled out all the galvanized pipe and I put in PEX tubing, but I think I ran maybe too narrow of a pipe. What can I use to really increase the water pressure to the second floor? What size piping?
Yeah, you'd want to run 3/4-inch piping for that. But the other thing is maybe just have the city check the size of the meter and the main that you have coming into the house. If it's old enough, it might actually have a 1/2-inch meter in there. So check there first, because that'll reduce it before it ever is a problem with the pipes. But any, you know, for your home, you're going to want to run 3/4 up to all the fixtures and go to 1/2-inch.
You say run 3/4 pipe up to the second floor and then go to 1/2-inch?
Yeah, 1/2-inch for each fixture separately off that 3/4-inch line.
Up that 3/4. Okay, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Next, we're going out to Dave in Frankfurt for Janelle. Hey, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've got a bird problem.
Oh, no.
We live on a wooded area, kind of like a waterway in back of us, mm-hmm. and these blackbirds with the red-tipped wings love our house. They sit on the little lip. We put an owl out there, actually watch the bird punch the owl.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome. I mean, that is cool. Sound on the window.
Yeah. Those dive bomb people, too, they do some damage when they're nesting. Bird work is something that requires a different license. And I can give you a referral to someone we always send people. She's amazing. She'd be happy to help you, no problem.
Is that a firearm license to reload the shotgun?
You're not allowed to do that.
It's more of an exclusionary type of a thing. Or, you know, there's always a pellet gun, too. So
really?
if they're well, protected, you can't do that.
That one's probably not protected.
Starlings would be a different scenario.
Rentafalcon.com?
Oh, yeah.
Rentafalcon.
Your dad and I were going to start the falconry business.
I remember the falconry business.
For the chipmunks.
Yeah. You hear that, Dave? You could rent a falcon.
Yeah, rent the falcon.
Sometimes it's a matter of getting something really reflective up there. Like I just told someone the other day, if you have an old CD laying around somewhere,
I've seen that.
Maybe try to attach that to the eave where they're frequenting, because the reflection will kind of ward them off. If the owl didn't work, then that will.
Do you remember when I called you and your dad and I said, it sounds like we have a woodpecker outside and you and your dad were having a cocktail at an extended lunch cocktail. Right, lunch. They're 5-hour lunches.
It's common.
And you said to me, Dave, listen to this. Yeah, go get some tinsel and hang it outside your window.
Yeah.
And I said, great. What's tinsel? Right?
Oh,
you're telling
gosh.
A Jewish guy
oh,
to go get tinsel.
Sorry.
You don't remember that?
No.
He's telling me, I'm like, great, what's tinsel, right?
Yeah.
Manish Tanahalai Lazah. I'm a Jewish guy. I don't have any tinsel going on.
And matzo ball's not going to work.
Can't hang a matzo ball out there. The little bastard will eat it. So get something shiny.
I've seen it.
CDs, great way to use some dead media, right?
And if you want to recreate, Dave, World War II aerial combat, get a falcon. Because I've seen falcons go after birds. I was at a metro station in Deerfield, and it was literally, I felt
That's
bad
awesome.
For the bird. A
well,
falcon
yeah.
came down, or it was a hawk, one or the other, and just grabbed him ate him, ripped its head off, and dropped the body on the tracks. I'm like, I feel like I should call the Deerfield police.
This is like a homicide. That's awesome.
Yeah, so cool. Sorry, all you kids out there in the back of your parents' car, but yeah, maybe a Falcon or a
try a CD.
Or tinsel, yeah.
But
or
I can also refer you to our person though too, just in case.
Or a CD.
Okay, yeah, I take the number just in case.
Sure, I'll connect with you after the show.
Hang on, Dave. Thanks for calling. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, and we're going to end the segment with Margaret and Wooddale. Thanks for calling in, Margaret. Go.
Okay, back to the hot water heater. We have I'd like a 50-gallon hot water heater, but we have a washer and dryer that have to be moved in order to put one in. Is that included in the price, or would that be extra charges?
No, that would be additional charge. If it's a stackable, usually, you know, $195. If we just have to move one washer or one dryer, you know, you're looking at...
Well, it's stacked.
Okay, then it'd be $195 to move that out of the way, replace the water heater, and move it back.
Okay.
How's that, Margaret?
So that's it. I just called your 817 number, correct?
No, it's 847-406...
406-8883.
Yes.
847-406-8883.
Yep. You are correct.
And tell them Julia sent you.
Well, I thought it was Jack that was
Jim Bob. Jack. You know what?
It's just a joke,
I'm so glad that our listeners know it's Jack. David has no idea it's Jack, though. That's the best part.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's going to be very popular.
Yeah.
Yes.
We hope so.
Yeah, Jonas, you could drop that too.
Jonas is good.
Yeah, say hi to Jack for me. Do you service Wooddale?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Margaret, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We're going to take a quick break, come back for the last 14 minutes of whatever we call the show. Thank God Let's Get Legal's coming up next. You guys got WGN listeners have a real radio show with a professional host coming up next. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You guys were talking about spider poop prior to the show.
It was actually bat poop.
Bat poop. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Bat poop's not really big either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought she was talking spider.
Bats have sparkly poop because they cannot digest insect wings.
See, this is breaking news, everybody. This is why everybody listens to the show, because you don't get this breaking news anywhere else.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Is somebody okay? Somebody collapsed back there?
I think they're all right. I don't know. That? They're not saying anything, which is weird.
No,
they're breaking more stuff.
Oh, man.
Fair. Perfect. Julian's like, hold on. Let me just take apart this computer real quick. I'll put it back together at some point. You're right there, bud?
You okay? Okay.
We've got more people blushing.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
What the hell's going on?
They're not used to us, like, interacting with them, right? Like, so they're just sitting here. So, like, that's what it looks like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 6, 7 people in the studio. Right. 9 people in the studio.
Kevin's
right now.
Eating on air that we're getting from Ford operating base in Afghanistan. Wants to know how the peanut crackers are.
Yeah.
A vending machine company wants to sponsor him. A suntan company wants to, you know, sponsor inside suntan lotion.
It's for blushing.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's good. Marketing geniuses, right here. Here you go. Right.
Okay.
So how'd we do?
I don't know.
You think we did pretty good?
What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah,
Janelle, we're just going to go around, and you got a minute and a half to leave us with some wonderful nugget of knowledge, and we'll let everybody share their wisdom with us. Go ahead.
Bug season is upon us, everybody. Don't DIY, please. Do yourself a favor and contact Rose Pest Solutions for all of your insect and rodent needs as we approach the season. Mosquito programs are starting now. And if you haven't had a termite inspection in over 2 years, get on our schedule. We're here to give you some peace of mind. Call 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
We had a home inspector text in earlier in the morning, earlier in the show. I'm a home inspector, and some of my clients ask for termite inspections. Most of them are VA loans.
Yep.
Because every VA loan needs a home inspection.
Yep.
Unless if you're within certain states.
Right.
And Illinois and Wisconsin are prevalent for termites, so you need a termite inspection. I would like to refer my clients to Rose Pest Solutions. Can you tell me if there is a flat fee for the service? Thank you, home inspector by the name of Emerson.
Yeah, I'll contact them after the show, and depending on the amount, I'm sure we could work something out.
Okay. There you go.
We do those VA loan termite inspections all day, every day. So
you do all of ours.
Yep.
Phone number again.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Rob Lindemann, Lindemann Chimney. Chimney. I did again.
Yep.
Chimney.
Chimney.
I don't know. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Leave it alone.
Stay in the mortgage
Leave it
business.
Alone. Chimney, yeah. heating and air conditioning. You have 800 people on a list that you do checks and a yearly maintenance program. You want to mention that?
Yeah, yearly maintenance program. It's $199. We'll come out and make sure your air conditioner and your furnace are running twice a year each season so you don't be without heat or without nice, cool air.
Every 6 months.
We'll be out there.
Do you guys change the filters?
Yeah, we change the filters as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Way to go.
So, and a quick plug, 8 of my employees were down in Shreveport, Louisiana, working on a farm for a beautiful program called Warrior Horse. It's warriorhorse.net. It's free to any veteran or first responder that's struggling with PTSD. Life-changing stuff going down in Louisiana. So if you know anyone that's struggling, there's help transforming lives down there. It's warriorhorse.net. Take a look. This fellow Kevin Russell, a friend of mine, could turn $10 into $100, and it's free to all veterans and first responders that served our country that are struggling.
That's phone number, website again?
Lindemann.com, 847-918-7994, or warriorhorse.net.
Great. And you're a supporter of that.
Yes, we're a big supporter of it.
All right. Mike.
That program sounds awesome.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. We were just down there all week, and changing lives, saving lives.
That's great.
Every week.
Is there a program like that up here in Illinois that you know?
There's not one in Illinois. It's pretty unique.
Specialized.
Yeah.
But they'll fly them down for free.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get more information on that. Maybe have him call in next time you're on.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, right, have him come in instead of Mark Bechtold.
Mark's a great guy.
I like Mark. What's wrong with Mark?
Check his pockets. See what he
has. Well, okay.
We're missing all the WGN pens. They're gone. Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. My gosh, do we get... I think we're going to keep your guys busy, especially Jeremiah. In the his father's not going to be upset with him when he gets
Jeremiah's
home.
In trouble. There's no doubt.
All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you guys, get more information about this unbelievable opportunity to almost steal. Almost. There's the word
close.
Almost. Steal a water heater for $1,100 that goes for $16 that typically would go for $22 to $2,500 at a big box store. What do they do?
Yeah, they can call us at 847-406-8883 or get a hold of us at WGNplumber.com. And I just wanted to say to Shannon, I know you're not feeling too good, but you're in our prayers and we love you. And I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah, rock on, Shannon. Shannon. Mm-hmm.
Shannon.
All right. Well, Godspeed and all our prayers to Sharon. Shannon.
Jeez. Wow.
Can we get Shannon's
words?
Name? Words.
Names.
Whatever Mike
not
said.
Good at them.
Shannon.
Yes.
All right. Our prayers are with Shannon.
Got it.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
I think we did pretty good, right, guys? I mean, like, absolutely. All in all, like, a pretty good day.
Great
right?
show.
I mean, yeah, great show.
Amazing.
Janelle mentioned that downspouts might get clogged from the cicadas.
Yep.
And we do have that preventative maintenance program. So not only do we look at all the exterior of your house, look at chimney stuff, everything. We don't do the chimney work. We obviously refer that out to the experts at Lindemann. We'll clean your gutters and downspouts for you. So
hey,
we'll get all those... cicada, excrement, everything, kind of gross, icky stuff that Janelle loves for some weird reason, out of your gutters and downspouts.
We'll I'll take be collecting pictures of those it this
I'm
year.
Sure you will. So give us a call, 847-658-8989, and we're happy to help. If you have a home, we can help.
Or
MegaPros.com.
All right, we got to get out of here because Let's Get Legal is coming up next, and John always gets upset at me when we go late, and I've got a quick text message, so John, I'm going to go a little late. 847, does LaSalle County qualify for a rural home loan, particularly places like Mendota, Peru, and Ottawa? Basically, 80% of Illinois qualifies for a rural loan. It has to be outside a certain area of a major metropolitan area, and all that I need, 847, is an address in those towns that I plug into, or any lender plugs into a website to determine if it qualifies for a rural loan. Rural loans, you could get in for no money down and have the closing costs financed into the loan, but there are income qualifications. You have to be in a rural area to qualify. So if you're in a rural area, which more than 80% of Illinois is, we'd love to have the opportunity to talk to you in more detail. about that opportunity. So there you go. Thanks for listening, everybody. Janelle, Rob, Mike, Kevin, our new on-air food tasting expert, MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. Mark, thanks for coming. Again, I saw some cups under there as well, the WGN stemware. We need to put them through a metal detector. Thanks for listening, everybody. Home Sweet Home Chicago, thanks for listening. Let's Get Legal with John Hansen coming up next.
Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing. Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. And Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.